Good morning. Welcome to the Life After 50 show. This is Catherine Watson, and I'm your host today. And I'm here with a really, really important message. Hopefully two messages. One of my guests is having a little bit of difficulty coming on, but we do have today here, we have Jennifer Salazar with the Senior Medicare Patrol, and she's going to be talking to us about a very important topic, coronavirus and senior scams, what you need to know. And let me tell you, if you care for anybody that is up in age, you really need to pay attention to this. And you need to pay attention to it for yourself too, because even younger people can be susceptible to some of these scams. The ones we're going to talk about are pretty much targeted towards the seniors. So if you have a parent, a spouse, a loved one, an aunt, somebody that you know, make sure they know about this. Share this video with them. Make sure they get the information they need. We don't want any more tragedies. There's so much that we need to get out there. And Jennifer has graciously agreed to come on the show today and talk about this. I also hopefully will be bringing in Mike Alexander with the Medicare Whisperer. He's going to talk to us about what to do if you are trying to get on Medicare and the Social Security offices are closed. What do you do now? So hopefully Mike will be able to join us. We'll get that information. If for some reason he is not able to join us today, we'll bring him on at another time to talk about that. So stay tuned to the Find Houston Senior Care YouTube channel and Facebook page. That's where our live shows come on every week. And I just saw Mike come into the studio. So he is in the lobby now. So I'll be bringing him up in just a moment. The Life After 50 show is brought to you by FindHoustonSeniorCare.com. And I'll put that website up for you for just a minute. Find Houston Senior Care is a great place to be able to join and find information that you need about senior care in the greater Houston area. You're able to find residential care homes, home care companies, professionals, and organizations that you need to connect with that can help you. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Mike. And Mike, you might want to just tilt your camera a little bit. There you go. Okay, we're going to bring Mike Alexander up. And Mike is the Medicare Whisperer. So thank you for joining us. And I'm sorry you had a little bit of technical difficulty this morning, but that happens, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, Mike, you have been doing helping people with their Medicare solutions for a long time, right?
Yes, ma'am, about 32 years.
Wow. So I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes and a lot of different things happen over the course of the Medicare time, but probably nothing like what's happening now.
Yes, it's really scary for the seniors right now because the Social Security offices are closed. So
yeah,
a lot of people need to apply for benefits. So there's a lot of things that you can do to get that done, and we can help with that also.
Yes. Good. Yeah. So Mike, tell us, what do people do right now? Because I heard the Social Security offices are closed. What if your birthday is coming up and you have to apply for your Medicare benefits? What do you do?
Well, if you have a mysocialsecurity.gov account set up, and if you don't have one set up, we can help you set one up. You can go onto that account, log on, and you can actually apply for Medicare benefits. You can also apply for your Social Security retirement benefits, and you can do just about everything online. Okay. As long as you have one of those accounts set up, you can either go to mysocialsecurity.gov or you can go to medicare.gov and click apply for benefits.
Mm-hmm. And when you apply for benefits, do you have to know what plan you're choosing at that time?
you basically, some people, most people that are applying, or people like, for instance, if they're turning 65, they're going to apply for Medicare A and B. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they can go on and apply for Medicare A and B. And if they're over 65, they can also go on there and apply for their Social Security benefits. You can see what your benefit's going to be. They have a little estimator. Once you set that account up, you can go on and apply for both Medicare A and B and apply for Social Security benefits. The other thing that has been going on, you know, a lot of people, they're getting laid off right now from mm-hmm. companies. So they're concerned because, well, they over 65, but they never applied for Medicare. Okay. So you can actually go online and do it and apply. If you don't have A or B, you can apply for it online. Now, if you have Part A, but not Part B, and you have to apply for Part B, you can do that two ways. One way, you can send in the form, and we can send you the forms. There's one form you have to fill out and another form that your employer has to fill out, verifying that you had credible coverage during that time, so you won't have to pay the penalty for Part B. So a lot of people don't realize that they said, well, I'm just going to go online and apply for Part B. Well, Part B, you can't apply for online. You have to send in a form for Part B. Mm-hmm. Now, Social Security will accept that form. You can fax it to them. You can't email it, but you can fax it or you can mail it. If you do mail it to your local Social Security office, there are people in there working. They're just not basically letting people come in. So okay. You can mail it to your local Social Security office, and they will process that Part B and make it effective from the date that your employer plan terminated. And we can help you do that. I do that all the time, Catherine. I help people.
Exactly. And Mike, could you just tell us how they would contact you? Do you want them to contact you by phone or by email or by website? Where do you want them to go, Mike?
Either way, they can call our office. Our office is open. It's 281-448-3040, or they can email me at mike.alexander@getagreatquote.com. Easy to remember, getagreatquote.com.
Great, great. And I've put your phone number up on the video so that everybody will have that information. Mike, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And
we'll have you back again sometime.
That sounds great.
All right. We're back. I am back to talk about coronavirus and senior scams, what you need to know. And let's bring Ms. Jennifer Salazar up. Welcome, Hello. Jennifer.
Thank you. And thank you for having me today.
Glad to have you aboard. So, Jennifer, you are with the Texas Medicare Patrol.
Yes, I'm with it.
Uh-huh. Can you tell us what that is? Senior Medicare Patrol, excuse me.
Absolutely. There are 54 senior Medicare patrols in the United States. We're in every single state, including Guam, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Washington, D.C. The Better Business Bureau Education Foundation in Houston, Texas, has the federal grant through the Administration on Community Living, the Senior Medicare Patrol. We cover all 254 counties in our great state of Texas. And what we do is we have over 191 volunteers that we personally train to go talk about Medicare fraud, error, and abuse and how to stop it. We also have a staff and we build cases of Medicare fraud, error, and abuse. And we send those to the proper authorities. So we build it, we send them. We don't investigate them. We build the case and we send the case.
Great, great. So you're seeing a lot of things going on with the COVID-19 that's happening right now. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been seeing and what kind of tips can we do to stay safe and to keep our loved ones safe during this? What kind of things do we need to be aware of?
Absolutely. First off, scammers love to take something real and turn it into a scam. So this is the perfect opportunity for them to create scams because everyone knows about the coronavirus all over the world. It's all over the news. We may even have loved ones affected by this. So they are preying on people right now with this virus. Things that we are seeing is number one, fake charities and fake emails. Mm-hmm. Please don't be a victim of what we call clickbait. If you get an email talking about the coronavirus or offering you a vaccine, it's a scam. There is no cure for the coronavirus. There is no magical vaccine. And the worst thing you can do is click on anything in one of those emails, because what's going to happen is the scammer is going to load a real virus to your computer. And scammers have the technology to log your keystrokes. That means if you were on your bank account or in your email, they can figure out your passwords to those accounts. Also, price gouging. Price gouging. Right now, the Texas Attorney General's office has taken over 4,000 complaints on price gouging. A bottle of Lysol should not cost $19.99. If you need to file a complaint, please call the Texas Attorney General's office. They're taking every one of these complaints very serious. Another thing,
Jennifer, hold on a minute. I put that number up there, but I just want to say it out loud too, because this will go into a podcast after the show is over. So that number to the Texas Attorney General is 800-621-0508. Again, that's the Texas Attorney General. Report price gouging. And Jennifer, I told you this morning about a situation with my family. My brother was running low on toilet paper and his stepdaughter went to the store, to a C store, found some. And they charge her $13 for a 4-pack. Now, that is just absolutely ridiculous. So she needs to report that, because we've got to stop these kind of
people. Yes, we have to stop it. And for example, you know, we cover the whole state of Texas, the Texas Senior Medicare Patrol. And in FAR Texas, which is by the border of Texas and Mexico, they were trying to sell eggs for $9 for 6 eggs, not even a dozen eggs, half a dozen. The good news is they did contact their local Texas Attorney General's office at the number you just provided. Mm-hmm. Something else to also be cautious of, there is no cure for coronavirus. There is no cure right now. And you need to watch misrepresentation. For example, the FTC and the FDA joined up and they sent warning letters to 7 companies. These companies were trying to tell people that tea you drink, mm-hmm. or essential oils could cure the coronavirus. Even toothpaste could cure the coronavirus. Those are all false. There is no cure right now. That's called misrepresentation. Also, something else that's out there is one state, and what we always say is that if it happens in one place, it could come to our state as well. They have something called senior care packages. And scammers try to make this sound so real that you may fall for it. They want to send you a care package with sanitizer, and they may even say that they have a vaccine in there to slow down the coronavirus. They call it a senior care package. Some scammers are even saying that the president wants everybody in the United States that is 60 and older to have one of these. Again, that is a scam. Mm-hmm. Scammers do everything they can to try to get your information. Another one is there's robocalls. Did you know that our state was number one in robocalls last year? 60% of the phone calls you get on your cell phone is a robocall. Well, guess what? They're doing it with the coronavirus as well. Mm-hmm. Some robots are calling, offering free insurance or insurance to help you during the coronavirus. That's a scam. And please never give out your Medicare number. There is no cure for the coronavirus. If you give out your Medicare number, please call the Texas Senior Medicare Patrol immediately. Did you know a Medicare number is easily worth $30,000, but not to you, to the scammer?
Jennifer, let me ask you something. If somebody is suspicious of an email, say, or a phone call or whatever, can they call the Texas Senior Medicare Patrol?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We will verify it for
that
them.
That information up there.
Yes, ma'am. We will verify
Medicare
that for
Patrol,
them.
Correct?
Yes, ma'am. We will verify that for them. Make sure it's legitimate. Let me
tell everybody what that number is real quick, okay? Texas Medicare Patrol, the number is 888-341 6187. If you have any suspicion that something is not right, that's usually, I call that my intuition rearing its head and trying to tell me, be careful. You know, when we listen to it, we're usually in a good place. When we don't listen to it, that's when bad things often happen. So if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And if you want to verify it, there's the place to do it. Texas Medicare Patrol, 888-341-6187. Okay, Jennifer, what else do we need to know?
Also, lots of calls are going out right now. There's in lots of emails saying, if you want more information on your stimulus package, click here. Again, they will load a virus to your computer. The United States Census is out right now, and there are three ways to fill out your census. Well, some scammers are even saying to get your stimulus check, you need to go ahead and fill out your census. You can do so with us by the phone. Don't give out any of your personal information. If you want to participate in your census, you've got a package from the government. You can do it by paper, by the phone number you call, or online. But don't wait for a scammer to call you and to do your census. Don't do it. Scammers have something called spoofing. They can change the number and the name and the caller ID box. So even if it says Medicare or Social Security, it is not them. Social Security may call you if you have an appointment, but they're not just going to call out of the blue. Also, Medicare will never call you on the phone. You'll get a call from the Queen of England first. When Lyndon B. Johnson signed Medicare into legislation back in 1965, that was a fraud protection. It is still in place today. Medicare's not going to call you. Now, Medicare will cover coronavirus things, such as if you need to stay in the hospital longer. Medicare will extend those days. Watch your Medicare summary notices over the next year. If it looks like an appointment happened telehealth and it didn't, call us. That's error or abuse. If you stayed in the hospital a long time over coronavirus and Medicare denied some of the payment, call us because that's an error. We can get that fixed with Medicare. Continue to watch your Medicare summary notices or your explanation of benefits if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. When in doubt, check it out. Give us a call. It's confidential and at no cost to you. It is free. And we don't talk about your case. We don't talk about your information. And we're not judgmental. If you accidentally become a victim, because it's easy. It's very easy because these scammers are very smart. They're very good. They know how to get Medicare numbers. They know how to pressure you for that social. If you are a victim, call us. We're not judgmental. We're there to help you.
Okay. All right. Very good. Are there any other scams that you're seeing right now too, that maybe are not part of the coronavirus?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It seems like they never stop. For example, everybody's heard of the grandparent scam, yeah. But you know what? There's a twist on it. Scammers now have the technology to go on YouTube or Facebook. If anybody has ever posted a video, they can mimic your voice. So they can actually make it sound like a real grandchild. And they do their research. For example, we had a volunteer that goes by Gigi because at 87 years old, she's a cool grandmother, doesn't go by grandmother or grammy. She goes by Gigi. Well, she got a phone call and it said, Gigi, I'm in Mexico and I need money. I'm arrested. And it sounded just like her granddaughter. Wow. But she said, what is my code word? Always have a code word, you know, because even if it sounds like your grandchild, it probably isn't. Another big scam we're seeing right now, it's the election time, and we don't get political, but we are seeing some fake election headquarters call people asking for donations. Right. And they will take cash or gift cards because Daffy for president, Daffy Duck's got to eat, so you need to send a gift card. It's a scam. Also, calling 18-year-olds saying, congratulations, you're now eligible to vote. Let's do it over the phone. No, you have to do it in person. And it doesn't cost you anything to register to vote. And lastly, if you like to take surveys, be careful of those political surveys. Don't give out too much information. Again, don't give out those numbers.
I personally tell people not to fill out any surveys on Facebook or any other social media.
I recommend
just stay
not.
Away from the surveys and don't do the chain. Send this to all of your friends and all of that. I don't play any of those games. And I don't recommend that anybody else does. You've got to be very diligent about what you do if you're using social media. You've got to be smart about it.
Absolutely.
I love Facebook. I teach Facebook marketing. I think Facebook is a great place for connecting. I've connected with old friends there, but you have to be smart about it. And quite frankly, there are some of my friends that are not very smart about it. And I've had to kind of delete them from my newsfeed because I don't want to get caught up in their mistakes. So be careful. It's a great place to get good information, but it's also a place that you can get in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. In the romance scam. That always happens online or by a call, and anybody can fall victim for the romance scam. But I do want to give you a little bit of good news before I leave today. First off, in America, who do you think falls the most for scams?
Are you talking like male or female?
Just any age.
Oh.
What do you think?
I have no idea. I mean, most people say the seniors, you know?
Actually, no. And this is what's fascinating. It's men between the ages of 18 and 25. They fall the most for scams, but lose the least. But people 60 and older fall the least, but lose the most.
Oh, wow.
And according to AARP, if you know about a scam, you are 80% less likely to fall for a scam. So knowledge is power. Knowledge is power.
It
you know
is.
About it, you can save yourself from falling for it. When in doubt, check it out. Give us a call.
So I just want to shout out Sue Ann Stevens Parker says a lot of good information. She was not aware of how bad the scams are. And yeah, Sue, it is so important to know this. Please share this with your friends. We don't want to see people fall victim for this. And I've had friends that have fallen victim for some of these scams. And it's just, it's sad. It really is. You hate to see good people lose money that they couldn't afford to really lose.
Oh, absolutely.
Candace Wyman also says great information. Candace, thanks for being on the show. And Sheila Martin Turner showed up. Thank you for showing up here on the show today. So we're glad to have all of these people show up for us and really happy to have everybody here. So if you have any questions, you can post them even after the show is over. I'll make sure that Jennifer gets those questions answered for you. Again, I want to run this back again. You can go to the Texas Medicare Patrol if you have any qualms about anything, whether it be a phone call, whether it be a email, a text, a message. I see a lot of stuff that is probably scams coming through on Messenger a lot. So be very wary of that. Texas Medicare Patrol, 888-341-6187. They will tell you if it's legit or not. Most likely, it's not going to be. So pay attention to that. And again, I want to put up the Texas Attorney General's number. That was 800-621-0508. If you are a victim or you see price gouging going on, let's shut these people down. This is not acceptable. We're all in this together and we're all trying to work together and we don't need those kind of people price gouging you out there. So make sure you get that reported. Take the time to make that call. It's important for your neighbor, your friend, your loved one, everybody else that's out there trying to score a thing of toilet paper.
Exactly.
So, or whatever it is, the eggs. Oh gosh, I can't believe $9 for 6 eggs. That's so sad.
It is very sad. And you know what? We all have a voice and we need to use our voice. And if you're afraid, just call it in, you know, call it in. You're there to help. You won't get in trouble. There will be no retaliation. Help save your neighbors. Help save yourself. And please, when in doubt, check it out. We're non-judgmental. We're here to help you.
Yes. Yes. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show. Oops, it looks like there's a couple of more comments. Let me just make sure we get everybody. Sheila says, I saw a convenience store charge $4.99 for a dozen eggs. That's price gouging. Sheila, report that.
Call it in. Call
she
it
said
in.
That was in Waco.
Oh, and, call it in.
Melinda Foster, this is great information. Yes, Melinda, it is. We thank Jennifer for coming on board and sharing her knowledge and her expertise with us. Teresa Parker also popped in to say great information. Thanks, Jennifer. And Trisha Bates Sheldon is here from Hillsboro. Hi, Trish.
Hi,
Hillsboro. Glad to have you on the call. Every Wednesday, I bring in an expert. Every Wednesday, I have the Life After 50 show. It's at 10 a.m. here on Facebook. It's also live on YouTube. However, we'll monitor the comments over on the Facebook page. So if you want to comment or talk to us about something, and we had another one, Marva Lebu. Thanks, Jennifer. We'll give info to the Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church seniors. Yes.
Hi, Wheeler.
Hi.
Great folks there. I've done many speeches. They're wonderful people.
Great.
Wonderful people.
And, you know, we can't get out and give these talks that we're used to giving in person. We can't get out. But there will be a lot of educational avenues right here on Facebook. I'm also putting together a webinar, how to pay for long-term care, will be coming up in May. And then we'll have several other webinar conferences that will be showing up. So stay tuned to findhoustonseniorcare.com or Find Houston Senior Care here on Facebook, and we'll keep you informed. And Jennifer, thanks again.
Thank you.
If anything new comes up, please let us know so that we can share that with everybody out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.